Mar, all 28 Dem prospects give permission to actual anti-Semites to bash Israel when there's frothing anxiousness to wipe out Jews. By Ian Hanchett on May 16, 2026. During his closing monologue on Friday's broadcast of HBO's Real Time, host Bill Maher said that there is a frothing anxiousness for the literal extermination of Jews. But Democrats are indulging their brainwashed by TikTok constituents rather than combating anti-Semitism, and all the people likely running for president now on the Democratic side want it known they don't take money from IPAC, the Israeli lobby, a stance which gives permission to actual anti-Semites to say, "See? We're right about Israel, that's dirty money from a dirty country." Maher began by saying, "Now it's everyone's right in a free country to be anti-Semitic. But enough with hiding behind Israel or Zionism or Netanyahu. If you think, as so many do now, that, when it comes to human rights, Israel is the monster country of all time, you either don't read or you don't care about your own hypocrisy, because there are so many worse places. But that's where we are these days, no Jews, no news, but China, Russia, the Sudan, Iran, Myanmar, Haiti, the Congo, North Korea, all way worse, and that's how you know it's anti-Semitism, it's the inconsistency. People talk about Jews these days like something out of Stormfront. Except it's not Stormfront, it's an editor from the American Prospect, which is a venerable liberal publication that launched the careers of journalists like Ezra Klein. And yet no one blinks when one of their editors says Israel is a brainwashed psychopathic death cult that might need to be nuked to save the human race." He continued, "People say the left and the right can't agree on anything these days. Well, there is this one thing they agree on. Right-winger Tucker Carlson has Nick Fuentes and Holocaust deniers on his podcast and wonders along with them who really was the bad guy in World War II. And the New York Times has on their podcast super-leftist Hassan Piker, who they call a progressive mind, who says Zionists should be treated the same as Nazis, which I assume means hung at Nuremberg. That's what progressive is now? I guess so." He further stated, "I see why the Meathead Manosphere and the Code Pink people are on the same page. Because they both went to high school in America and they don't know anything. So we really could someday soon have the Tiki Torch. Jews will not replace us crowd and the queers for Palestine people working together to elect the next Hitler. And Israel was founded on the idea that anti-Semitism made a Jewish state necessary, because Jews would never be safe without one. Can you honestly listen to this rhetoric and not see why that turned out to be true? If you don't have the right-wingers on your side, and you don't have the progressives, what do you have? What's more progressive than college, where professors now say things that would make Kanye wince?" Maher concluded, "There is a frothing anxiousness for the literal extermination of this one group, and Democrats, where are you? If any other minority group was being talked about this way, you'd break out the kente cloth and have 10 benefit concerts. But because you see that so many of your brainwashed by TikTok constituents now have an unfavorable view of Israel, you indulge them when you should be correcting them. You don't tell your woke idiots Israel isn't a colonizer or an apartheid state or committing genocide, and that if you brats had to spend the week anywhere in the Middle East other than Israel, you would understand what liberalism is not. All the people likely running for president now on the Democratic side want it known they don't take money from IPAC, the Israeli lobby, a stance which gives permission to actual anti-Semites to say, see? We're right about Israel, that's dirty money from a dirty country. Oh, please, you take money from crypto and factory farmers and big tech, from Diddy and Weinstein, but IPAC is too far? Let me just say this to all who ask me, why are you harder on the Democrats than you used to be? Until you fix this whole issue, stop asking me." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.